Our special guest this week is a lover of the mountains who has just taken over the role of the presidency of the Irish Mountain Running Association. We've got Catherine in the park and we've got Liam on the mountains. Let's dial him in. Liam, thanks a million for coming onto the podcast. I know it's very, very busy for everybody this time of the year. So thanks for coming on and congratulations on the new role.
Congratulations or commiserations. It's a very fine line, I think.
I know. And I know that you've been busy within IMRA for many years now. And I think you were a races coordinator last year, which I'm sure had lots of work involved in that particular position. So, you know, when the AGM was on there a couple of weeks ago and everybody was planning for 2026, did you find yourself that you wanted to volunteer for the president of IMRA for 2026, or were you encouraged maybe by other friends and members of IMRA to go for it? How did it come about?
So I've been on the committee for 3 years now. 2 years of that is the races coordinator, which I really, really enjoyed. It's a fantastic job. It gets you out meeting lots of people, gets you out in lots of different places. It's really, really good job, and it's sort of satisfying too when you see races, maybe, you know, new races and whatever come online, and then you see people talking about them afterwards, and you kind of in the background you sort of think yourself, oh, I had a little bit to do with that, you know. It's good that way. So then I suppose from last year's AGM, the motion that was passed, which is a very good motion, to only have each position, only allow a person to sit in a position for 3 years and then have a 9-year total rule on the committee. Like, in other words, you do 9 years and you have to step off. And it's good because it means the committee then is constantly getting updated and new people. But it had a kind of a knock-on effect this year in that 7 people were going off the committee in one go, which is a big turnover. Now, the previous 2 years was a very settled committee, but this year it was going to be 7 people. And I kind of felt that the president really should come from a sitting member of the committee in a way to be able to bring the committee forward on the road that it was, the path it was on, if you know what I mean, or at least have some, you know, the same when it comes to it this year, if you know what I mean. So then I suppose I was talking to last year, the last couple of years, President Merriam, and she thought it'd be a good fit and all that, and I wasn't so sure myself for a long time, and I kind of, in the end, then decided I'd go for it. So yeah, here I am. So we'll see what the next year brings.
Yeah, and maybe then before we talk about your own love of the mountains and all the races that you've done, which is an incredible number of races, just to continue on the presidency in IMRA for a little while. For 2026, you touched on it there. It's about just continuing the journey that IMRA has been doing so well and, you know, organising so many fantastic races over the last couple of years. Do you see your role as just maintaining the ship on course, keeping everything ticking over nicely, or are there any areas or aspects of the role that you would like to bring new ideas to or new initiatives for 2026 to the IMRA calendar and everything else that goes on around it?
I suppose when you come to a role or a position like the president, you have to have ideas. You're going to come in with your own set of ideas and things you would like to do, you know, but while continuing on, exactly, like, IMRA is not broken, so why would you go and tamper with something that's not broken? It's working really, really well. Yes, there is things, there's stuff I see out into the future, like, say, our Western races are getting more and more popular, like Turlough Conwy has had the Northwest League for a good many years now, and it's getting bigger year on year. We had a Galway League this year, which Siobhan Kennedy has been a great find this year, and I think she's going to carry that on for next year and the year to come. So it's like, you know, it's giving, I suppose I could see my presence role as to giving more time to that area and helping them, you know, move on forward and getting their volunteers in and all the rest, and making sure that it's run in, because it'll be like a regional, it'll be a separate region. hopefully eventually that's way down the line, but to make sure that it's still in the same IMRA ethos, you know, that we do the same stuff whether we're in Dublin or whether we're in Kerry or whether we're up in Galway, that the same IMRA standards go out through the whole country. So that would be one of my main, I suppose I had a big interest in Galway last year, so it's kind of, it's one of the things that would, but like there's loads to be done. Like there's a lot of work in maintaining the relationships we have with like the national parks and the Cuilte and with all our landowners, lands that we use. Like that's all constant work that's, you know, ongoing, if you like.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, like, are there any challenges that you foresee in 2026? For example, we saw in some of the cross-country races over the last couple of weeks being cancelled in Dublin, for example. You know, cross-country races being cancelled after a couple of days of rain, which is unheard of, which is really, really disappointing. Are there any challenges like that, Liam, that you foresee that you might have to deal with and that might give
Massive,
you
massive
a bit of
challenges,
sleep at
especially
night?
in the
Hopefully not
parks. And it's
many.
not a, I'm not fighting with the parks. I have a great relationship with them. And it's IMRA learning that we have to have it in the back of our head that someday we will have to cancel a race. Like, basically, I've become a weather watcher for the last 2 years. You know, I'm watching the weather from the Sunday or maybe the week before, looking at the long range, because there is races that happen on like poor ground and stuff. So boy, they'd be fine in the dry. When you get 2 or 3 days of rain, they're not fine. And IMRA have to be big enough to know that we need to. We shouldn't be waiting on the national parks to come along and tell me we can't have that race. We need to make them decisions ourselves. We need to be able to look at the conditions and say, actually, that race should not go ahead. Whether we have a reserve race that's on better ground, whether we've picked a alternative route for that race, say Prince William Seat would be an example I could give you. If it's really, really bad weather, we shouldn't go to the summit, but the path over to the left that you would go up from the Wicklow Way is quite a sustainable path, so we just use that on the night instead of going to the summit. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, but it's about IMRA making them decisions, not to be told to do it.
To get back to the love of running and one of the reasons why you're such a strong member of IMRA over the years, Liam, maybe could you talk to us about, and especially for anybody that's listening new to the podcast, new to the world of mountain running, trail running, who maybe hasn't been to an IMRA race, maybe, Liam, could you tell us your own journey, where your mountain running career started, how you got involved at IMRA, and why what I've seen, Liam, is you turn up nearly week on week to race, to run, to enjoy the mountains. And one incredible stat, Liam, that I saw was that last year you competed in 42 races. So I might get to the performance aspect of that and how you managed to stay healthy. But maybe just to look at, where did the love of running come from, and what is it that you love about mountain running and IMRA itself?
So anyone that probably knows me any length probably knows where I came from. So I came from a GAA playing background, played GAA till I was 40 years of age, but I always reckoned there had to be something else to be done after GAA because you can't chase young fellas around the field forever. So I started doing a bit of adventure racing first, biking and running, whatever. And of course, Peter O'Farrell was king of the hill in them days. Probably still is king of the hill, to be honest with you. But anyway, he was king of the hill in them days, and he'd be looking up. And so then I found IMRA through adventure racing because I wanted to obviously practice mountain running for, you know, I was going down to do Gale Force West, so I wanted to practice a few mountains. So I found IMRA that way. I suppose a bit of Googling or but whatever and whatever. And then started into that, and then I was doing a lot more adventure racing, and then realized I didn't love the bike, but I absolutely love mountain running. So the bike it kind of went in the shed, and the mountain runners went on, and kind of the distances got longer and longer and longer for a while, and it was all sort of ultra running and stuff like that. And the last couple of years, then I've been sort of trying to just get back to running everything, running as much as I can when I can. And that's really the way. I'm a little bit injured at the moment, but I'm hoping to get back in the new year. And that'll be my plan, is just to run whatever I can.
Well, it sounds like, Liam, that you're maybe naturally robust. I mean, if you were still playing football up until you were 40, that shows that there's a natural strength there. I know you said you have a little bit of an injury now, but say to get through a full race year last year, 2024, with so many races done. I mean, I'd love to run 42 races. I wish I could, but I know for me it's just not sustainable. During 2024, what were the keys to that successful calendar of so many races? Anything you can share with us in terms of recovery, strength and conditioning, the ability to race week after week?
So I'm always telling the likes of the fast fellas like a Conor Nolan and Andy Keeling and all them lads, I'm always saying you can't be racing week in, week out. I can turn up and I can run. So
Okay.
if them 40 odd races, I probably raced like six races in that year. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
And there were probably Leinster Championship races where they might have the bit of nav or the bit of route picking in where I would be like a little bit closer up the field than what I normally would be. But I have the ability, I can go out and enjoy just running. I know there's a lot of people have to go to the max as soon as where the saying, where there's a line, there's a race. I kind of have come to the stage where I'm happy to just run. Now I will, when I compete, I will be as competitive as anybody else, but I just probably raced six of those races in the year, but enjoyed every one of them too, having said that.
Well, isn't that great that, again, for people listening that haven't been to an Inver race, that you wanted to go on a Saturday or on a Sunday, wet morning, whatever it might be, in a Wednesday evening after work, just to go and be part of the family, of the race family, and just have a nice run and not necessarily feeling that you had to race every race, which is fantastic. Liam, any highlight, any favorite race over the last couple of years?
So my personal running favorite races in Imra, the running races would be the Glacier Lakes or Stonecross to Lug. The two of them races would be probably by far my favorite running races. Anything Leinster Championship wise is always a great race, I suppose. Favorite races in the last couple of years, so favorite races I've been involved in, as the races coordinator. Probably Church Mountain is probably the top of the list there, because it came from basically going knocking on doors and asking farmers, can we use your mountain for a race on a Wednesday evening? And them agreeing to it and getting everything sorted that needed to be sorted, finding a park and field, all of that kind of stuff. But then when it comes together and people love it, handed it over to the Lakeshore Striders and got Liam Mooney to RD it, and he turned it into an absolute colossus. Like it was like it nearly had a story attached to it. There was a horse started the race off last year. A girl on a horseback started the race off. Amazing. There's a video of it up online. Like amazing race it turned into. But that would probably be my favourite race of the last 2 years that I, was involved with the organizing of, or with the creating of, if you like, or the not the creating's the wrong word, with the I suppose it was a bit of a vision, and to go and make it happen then. That's one of the more satisfying ones.
Fantastic. Like what you're describing, Liam, is it really encapsulates, I think, the whole ethos of Imre. That yes, you get the race, and you mentioned, of the 42 races last year, you maybe race six of them hard, but then, I'm hearing you talk about going knocking on doors, asking farmers for permission to do their a race on their land. And for anybody that does turn up to the races, that hopefully they do realize, and I'm sure everybody does, that there is that team of volunteers there, like yourself and the committee, that are going knocking on doors and dealing with national parks to get permissions, and that that volunteer aspect of IMRA, it's a very important role, and I'm sure it's great to be part of that team.
Yeah, I think in the Dublin Wicklow area, and maybe and Munster as well, it's known that IMRA is purely like a 100% voluntary organisation. Like, but I think when we started setting up in Galway and out in the west or whatever, I think there was sort of like a feeling that like IMRA was like a commercial, a commercial event organiser. But then people are slowly then realising actually, these are just ordinary people that are the RD of this race. Like they're turning up to help us run. So it's just trying to, it's a constant, I suppose it's one of the battles with IMRA and the committee on the IMRA is trying to keep the word out there that it is purely voluntary. And you know what? Like, it'd be great if you, if everyone put their hand up and took their turn, because then it takes the pressure off the 20%, say, or the 20% of the IMRA population that do a lot of volunteering. Do you know what I mean? Like, so, like, even if only a couple of hundred people put their hand up next year and say, "Oh, I'll help out with that," that's allowing the people that are really, really regular volunteers to run a bit more, you know. So it's like, it's we're never sh we're luckily in luck in Dublin and Wicklow and down in Munster, they're kind of the same. They're doing well on volunteers, but we're always looking for more. We're always looking for people to come forward, and whether it's, you know, to help out the car parking or to do an RD training course and then go and pick a race in RD. It's anywhere. The volunteering can come from anywhere.
And the cost of entry is so reasonable and fair,
Yeah.
isn't it? I mean, give us a quick range of how much a race might cost from the shorter ones to the longer ones. It's such good value for money as well.
Yeah, so, like, you know, the general Wednesday night race, or the, you know, the Winter League race in the winter, they're €7 a race. Now, we did at the end of last year, we had a debate as to whether we were going to up the race fee. We are upping the membership fee. It's purely to maintain a, you know, the basis of being able to run, pay your insurance, pay all the bills that are coming in for IMRA. It's nothing to do with looking to get, you know, a heap more money out of people. It's just that's the way inflation has gone, or the way the world has gone. Stuff's costing more money. But we decided to leave the race entries alone. So, like, your standard 10K race is going to set you back £7 on a Wednesday night. Like, it's an online payment. The trouble on the Wednesday nights is the National Park races have a 200 cap on them, so it's like it's sometimes getting like winning the lotto, getting an entry into some of the Wednesday night races. Now, the ones that aren't National Park, in the National Park, they're open right till the Wednesday lunchtime, I think, of the race. And then the other races, then after that, like, you've the half marathon series in Leinster. They're at £20 a go. Like, it's still not a, certainly not a dear race, you know. And you get your sandwich at the end of it, and whatever else you get. You get an odd ice cream somewhere during the year in the Leinster League as well. So it's all, it's not about making money. It's about having, so we have to have all the right stuff in place, our insurance and all that. But it's about, I suppose, it's giving. It's for everybody. That's what we want it to be for. We want it to be inclusive. We want it to be for whether he's, you know, a CEO of a company or a whatever, like me, that's out working all day. It's still cheap to go and run an IMRA race.
Yeah, Liam, one of my favorite memories is back in 2022 and the World Masters Mountain Running Championships that IMRA organized so well. The local team down there did such a brilliant job. I think there was about 600 athletes in about, what, 25, 30 different countries, and Ireland did so well on the medal table that weekend. Are there any whispers, Liam, of any other big international event that IMRA would like to organise over the coming years, whether it's a European or maybe another World Masters, or even is it something that the committee can take on? Because I know a hell of a lot of work went into the World Masters Mountain Running Championships that year. Anything in the oven cooking away, Liam.
There's to be honest, there's not. It's, I suppose, yeah, good one there. I suppose, so the last time the Masters was here, so Trish and Tom Blackmore Day took that on and kind of ran with it, you know. Obviously got the backing of the committee and all the rest of it, but it really came from them, and the fundraising and all the rest of it came from them. You know, it was they did a lot of work in it. So I suppose if someone was to come forward and, you know, have an idea, the committee will certainly listen to it, that's for sure.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, listen, Liam, I won't keep any more, mate. I know you're busy there today. It's been lovely to chat to you, Liam. I can see that you're going to, yeah, be a fantastic president. You know, we can all hear the energy and the enthusiasm and the love for the mountains that's there. So, Liam, listen, best of luck with it, mate. And here on the podcast, we'll be here for you for whatever we can do. Because, as I said, IMRA, it's such a wonderful volunteer organization that puts on so many great races over the course of the year, and then of course has the international side of it as well, between developing future Irish stars and of course bringing senior teams to World and European Championships as well. It covers all the bases. So good luck to yourself and all the committee in 2026.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Well, there we have it, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed that chat with Liam, and good luck to all the IMRA committee, as we're saying, and all its members, lots of whom listening to the show. Good luck, guys, with your training and your racing into the early new year. A quick reminder before I go to use that code FUELUP, uppercase or lowercase, for 10% off all of your sports nutrition and supplement needs on Irish store newleafonline.ie, where mountain runner and proud UTMB finisher Mairead O'Keefe and the team will be more than happy to help you out, and we'll get those Christmas gifts out to you very, very quickly indeed. Or if you're listening, guys, post Christmas, you've got up to December 31st to use that code FUELUP. Everybody, for now, happy Christmas. Get your running gear on. Let's go.